There's always gonna be some light. But I gotta get out, I gotta break it out now before the final crack of dawn. So we gotta make the most of our one night together. When it's over, you know we'll both be so
That was Bat Out of Hell, Meatloaf, 1978. It was a UK number 8, and it was originally written for the stage production of Neverland. The track features on the album of the same name, one of the best-selling of all time. And the motorcycle sound is made by producer Todd Rundgren on electric guitar. But I'm actually playing this because my mate Eddie Kidd was on Breakfast Telly the other day. And bless him, he... For those that don't know, he's a former British motorbike stunt rider, often compared to America's Evel Knievel. I mean, he was absolutely fearless, Eddie. And we used to see him. He was always in Stringfellas, you know, like in back in the day. When
yeah, good-looking fellow as well, wasn't he?
Oh, Peter Stringfellas said, and like Stringfellas, a lot of good-looking people went in there. He said he's the best-looking man he'd ever seen. And Eddie was always in there, and we always used to chat. Bobby Ball used to go in there with us as well. Was mad. Oh, those were the days. He was, during his career, he performed over 12,000 motorbike stunts, including leaping the Great Wall of China.
Yeah, I remember that.
Mm. It was amazing.
Yeah.
And he doubled for Timothy Dalton and Pierce Brosnan in James Bond films. He also doubled for Harrison Ford in the film Hanover Street and Val Kilmer in the film Top Secret. But then his career was brought to abrupt end in a crash which left him paralysed and brain damaged. But I saw him recently. I'm just so sad.
That's a shame. That was a quad bike, wasn't it?
Oh, I don't know. It was so sad, Tony. You know, and you've got this guy that has such a zest for life. But whenever I see him, like I see him at parties and everything with his wife, and when we're always chatting, he is always naughty. He is always funny. He's still got his sense of humour, which I think is so admirable, you know, because it must be so frustrating for him.
Yeah.
And... bless him, but he was on Breakfast Telly, and I think his family, because throughout his career he gave all his stuff away, Eddie, and so his family have said there's very little memorabilia from Eddie's career for the family. So they put out a plea on social media, and motorbike road racing legend Ryan Farquhar realised he had acquired a set of Eddie's leathers at a collector's sale. So he got in touch with the family to return the suit, and his reward was to meet Eddie in person.
Oh, wow.
Who he admired as a boy. And Eddie was delighted to get his leathers back. But Eddie had someone, like, deciphering for him, you know, saying, what was he saying? And because you can quite understand him, but, you know, but not for television, obviously. And he said... And the guy that was interpreting said, so, Eddie, you know, he was saying, what do you think about, you know, that you've got these leathers back? Were you really excited? He said, so Eddie's gone, yes, he said, but they're a bit dirty. And then laughed. So bless him. So I'm playing that for Eddie because he is a brilliant human being. Okay, what should I play next? Let's play Miley Cyrus, Flowers.
We were good. We were cold, kind of dream that can't be sold. We were right till we weren't. Built a home and watched it burn. I didn't wanna leave you. I didn't wanna lie. Started to cry, but then remembered I can buy myself flowers. Write my name in the sand. Talk to myself for hours. Say things you don't understand. I can take myself dancing, and I can hold my own head. Yeah, I can love me better than you can.
Can love me better. I can love me better, baby. Can love me better. I can love me better, baby.
Paint my nails cherry. The roses that you lay. No remorse, no regret. I forgive every word you say. Ooh, I didn't wanna leave you, babe. I didn't wanna fight.
That was Flowers by Tony's gone, what happened there? I mean, I don't know. Flowers, it crashed. That was Flowers by Miley Cyrus, 2022. It was a UK number one. I'm playing it because this track won Miley Record of the Year and Best Pop Solo Performance at the Grammys at this year's awards ceremony on the 4th of February in LA. She was also nominated for Album of the Year and Best Pop Vocal Album of the Year with Endless Summer Vacation. But she's also famed for playing Hannah Montana in the hit American teen sitcom of the same name. She's done really well for herself, hasn't she?
Yeah, that was number one in the UK as well. That track.
She's great, isn't she? I mean, really talented. But do you know who her godmother is?
Tina Turner.
No. Nope.
Not Tina Turner, Dolly Parton.
Correct. Well done, Tone. Not a lot of people know that. Okay, should we do...
I was close. That's another thing.
Shout-outs. Because it was Valentine's Day this week, I've got some sort of Valentine's one. Stuart R. loves reading my birthday messages every day. says, do I have a celeb birthday photo for every day of the year? Mostly. Anthony Berg, Internet Radio Makes the World Smaller, listening from the Netherlands. Jean Phillips, you so take after your mum, I remember her well. Thanks, Jean. Maria and Vanessa Ball want to know if I have a favourite beverage or cocktail. We'll have to think about that one. Brett Mays, LOLO will always win hands down, will be my favourite programme. B2 Antiques, are you still collecting frogs? Yes. I said at one time I like frogs. You know, and I quite like collecting them. And then loads of people bought me lots of frogs.
What, like little bottle frogs?
Yeah, just little frogs. And I have frogs in the garden. I don't know.
Yeah. Remember those little
whinsies? I played a frog. I don't know. I like them. I think I look like a frog. If you look at my eyes, I'm a bit frog-like.
Well, you are wearing green.
I am wearing green. And you're wearing green.
Yeah, I'm more of a toad.
You're my fellow frog.
I'm more of a toad.
from Valentine's Day, I've got man in his potting shed. Roses are red, violets are blue, but neither of these are as lovely as you. Oh, thank you.
Oh, bless.
Bobby Warren said, have a fabulous day, Vicky. Now, Bobby was, he was in charge of all the wardrobe and everything, costumes. Hello. He's brilliant. And Robert Garrow, every day is Valentine's Day with your lovely photos. Untied, enjoy your day. Be careful this Valentine's Day. Madam Edith will be keeping a close eye on that husband of hers. Russell Ainsley, see you in the broom cupboard at midnight. Dr. Bull, am I still taking you out tonight? John Medhurst, happy Valentine's Day. Paul Brook, happy Valentine's Day. Thank you for the photos that I post on Twits. Anthony Blood, Valentine's Day. It's for friends we love, not just lovers. Lockie Dina, Lucky Renee. And I've got general messages. Carrie Bushell likes the show. Paul Lavers likes the show. Manny's potting shed is sorting the shed out for the potting season. Sam Cura, they need to bring Joe back to EastEnders. All of us fans loved her. Thanks, Sam. She's a great part. Yeah, they ought to bring her back. Linda Regan, Vicky, you're totally gorgeous inside and out and a brilliant patron of our beloved Lady Rattlings. Oh, thanks, Linda. So Linda's married to Brian Murphy.
Yep.
Bless her. She's not been well recently, but she's okay now. Hope you're okay, Linda. Lexi Allen, best day of the week for me. I'll be tuning in. Pete Dawson, have a good show. Danny Finn UK, looking forward to the show. Ian Cordery, I'll be joining you. Mike Child, have a great show. Paul, have a good show. Chris Dussett, have a great show. Patricia Derry, I'll be listening. Richard Kelsey, let's boogie. Yep. Kay Milburn, always a pleasure. Vernon Watts, I'll be listening. Peter Clifford, loves listening to the show. Rich Nightingale, the show goes too quickly. And Charlie Osbaldistian, excited for the show. He'll be there. And what have you got? Who have you got there?
Regulars,
Tony?
Yeah. I've got Trevor Wallet. Hello to you. Zoe Wainwright, Nikki Nicole, Luke Doonan, Mike Chapman. Hello. Brian Fever. You give me fever. Rob Harvey, Vicky Garvey, John and George Jumpers for Goalposts, P. Dartnell, Glyn Marston, Ronald Menka, Chris Jarvis, Keith Dawn and Aston Avery, Nigel Fitzmaurice, Martin Hollingsworth, Lockie BCFC, don't know what that means, CJ Dartnell, Peter Oxley, Andrew Robley, Alan Pell, Bobby Rosser, Catherine Brandstrom, Mark Ratcliffe, Ruby Snape, ST6D, Chris Woodnot, Tom Rester, Moody Peg,
yeah,
which I decipher.
Great name.
And Santhi Beerman.
He couldn't read my writing. Also, there were some lovely comments from Ken Wiseman, Richard Withers and Spinking Six. Thank you all for listening. You are all fabulous. So what shall I play next? I'm on fire. Beverly Knight.
Tempting me with sweet lies, pull me right in every time. Every road back to you leads to pain, so you'll find me 10,000 miles away.
I'm on fire, Beverly Knight, featuring the London Community Choir 2023. The third single release from Beverly's latest album, The Fifth Chapter. The album was released prior to her longest ever UK tour last year, which also celebrated her 50th birthday. And she will be touring again the UK from June this year. And before that, she's reprising her role as Dolores Van Cartier in Sister Act at the Dominion Theatre from the 15th of March to the 8th of June, after which Alexandra Burke takes over the role. She's such a good performer, and she's such a lovely person. You know, she doesn't stop working.
No, that's going to be...
That's a great song, isn't it?
Yeah, it's great. Yeah, that West End thing is going to be good as well. So Neil sold out.
What is?
Sister Act.
Have you inquired?
I've tried, yeah. It's really hard to get some
good seats. You could probably get last minute sometimes, but then there might not be great seats because they usually keep some back.
Yeah, I want to go for the Beverly Knight one. Although they're both great singers, but...
Well, maybe we'll go together.
Yeah.
Yeah, because she's so good. And, yeah, we've got Ruth Jones as Mother Superior, Leslie Joseph in it, Lamar. So it's got a great cast, but I think they swap them around. So, yeah, that's one for the book. Let's go and see her in Sister Act. Okay. And I'm playing it because it's her birthday, I think. Yeah. 50th birthday. Yep. She doesn't look 50, does she?
No, I was about to say, that's 50, wow.
I know, where did that go? Also, the next song I'm going to play is for the wonderful Steve Wright, who sadly we lost this week. I mean, he was no age, was he?
69.
He was such a lovely bloke. And I thought I'd choose the Steve Wright's theme, which Vernon Kay and the BBC Concert Orchestra played. I think it was on the news or something, and it was really moving, you know. So this is Steve Wright's theme, and I'm playing it in honour of Steve Wright.
Now, we started the show talking about our good friend, Steve Wright, and we're going to end it that way as well. So, to take out the show, and as a mark of respect, here's a piece of music that is close to our hearts. Over to arranger Adam Dennis and the BBC Concert Orchestra.
Steve Wright's theme, Vernon Kay and the BBC Concert Orchestra, playing it because Steve Wright's no longer with us, and he was one of the best. I mean, everyone knew Steve Wright show, didn't they, Tony?
Yeah, you know, it was Steve Wright in the Afternoon was legendary.
Yeah, I mean, iconic, you know, and his final Sunday Love Song show on Radio 2 was broadcast last Sunday the 11th. He started his radio career in the 70s. Was he on Caroline or one of those to start with?
Yeah, I believe so, with the three of them, weren't they? He was on Caroline.
And he fronted Top of the Pops and presented on Radio 1 and Radio 2 for more than four decades, including the show Pick of the Pops. His show, Steve Wright in the Afternoon, which ran for 35 years, became legendary. And Steve was reportedly devastated when the show came to an end in 2022. Why on earth did they stop that show? One of the most popular shows on the radio.
Yeah.
Millions of listeners. And you stop a show where you've got millions of listeners.
Yeah, it was madness.
I mean, we went on that show. I went on with Jeremy Lloyd. You know, I went on a couple of times, but I remember the one with Jeremy Lloyd, and we were talking about Hello, Hello, and he just so funny and so clever and so talented, and everything's worked out. His show was, you know, like a perfect, and he loved his career. And I think that that probably devastated him, you know, when that show came to the end. But and the BBC have paying tribute to Steve by showing four episodes of Top of the Pops from the 80s with him hosting. Gary Davis hosted yesterday's Pick of the Pops, dedicating the show to Steve, and the year he joined the BBC, 1980.
Wow.
Unbelievable. And Steve's Sunday Love Songs programme will be a tribute show to Steve, hosted by Lisa Tarbuck. Yeah, she's lovely. So I think that, you know, we don't know what he died of. Actually,
no. It wasn't ill, apparently. From what so, I mean, there's no official statement yet. I believe it was quite sudden. So,
bless her.
Yeah.
But
very sad.
Okay, so the next song I'm going to play is for Steve Wright as well. It was the last record Steve ever played on his show, Steve Wright in the Afternoon, on the 30th of September, 2022, and it is Radio Gaga, Queen.
We'll be right back.
Gaga, Queen, 1984, UK number 2, and I'm playing this in tribute to Steve Wright. And Roger Taylor wrote this as a statement claiming that music videos were taking over from radio shows. Nevertheless, there was a music video for the song which depicted Queen moving through iconic moments of broadcasting history, which is probably why Steve chose this as his final track. Yeah, big loss, sad loss.
Yeah, very
and
sad.
And he had all those wonderful characters. Yeah. And we were just talking about him, saying, like, a little bit Kenny Everett.
Yeah, a little bit Kenny Everett. More modern version back then of Kenny Everett.
And you like Mr. Angry, didn't
Mr.
you?
Mr. Angry, yeah. Sid. So many different characters. That was really funny.
How can you replace someone like that? And whoever you replace them with, they're not going to be accepted straight away. No, you know,
It's a hard job.
And especially if you've got millions of listeners, wow, why would you do it? I don't understand.
Crazy, crazy, crazy decision.
Yeah, I know. We have been discussing saying it's mad, or it was mad, and now sadly he's not with us. But anyway, this song is from Queen's. Queen has announced this week that they will release a 7-inch pink single vinyl of Cool Cat for Record Store Day only on April the 20th. I don't know that record. Do you know that record?
Yeah.
Is it good?
Yeah, it's good, yeah.
All right, I'm going to listen to it now. And the song is from Queen's experimental funky album, Hot Space. Its release comes due to public demand as the band has never performed it live, but it has received over 25 million hits on YouTube. It's got to be good.
Yeah, it's wow. Can't beat coloured vinyl. It's all the rage. You used to get pink pressings and stuff like that.
Any old vinyl's the rage now. I've got all the old ones. Have you?
Yeah, I've still got the coloured ones as well.
And the Queen and Adam Lambert are currently touring Japan. Okay, should we play a John Travolta number? This is Grease Lightning.
Well, this car is automatic. It's systematic. It's hydromatic. Why, it's Grease Lightning.
Grease Lightning.
It's a overhead lifter. It's a four-barrel plaza, yeah. Injection cut off and chrome plated rods, oh yeah.
I'll get the money, I'll get the money.
With the 4-speed on the floor, never waiting at the door. You know that ain't this year they get lost. It's Grease Lightning.
Go, go, go.
Go, Grease Lightning, you're burning up a quarter of a mile.
Grease Lightning, go, Grease Lightning.
Go, Grease Lightning, you're coasting through the gift lap, child.
Grease Lightning, go, Grease Lightning.
You are supreme, it's just a cream. Grease Lightning.
Lightning, John Travolta, 1978, and Tony has been singing along with that.
You can't help it, can you?
And I'm playing it for John Travolta's birthday, which was on the 18th of February. From the musical Grease, the song was originally written for the character of Kaneki, but when it came to the film, Travolta insisted he take the lead vocals as Danny instead. I bet Kaneki was not happy. But he was brilliant. I mean, John Travolta was brilliant. But he's played several prestigious leading films in roles, film roles in his time. But he regrets turning down the roles of Billy Flynn in Chicago.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, because that was given to Richard Gere, who was really good in it. And also, I mean, I don't know whether John would have played this as well, but he turned down the role of Forrest Gump, which was played by Tom Hanks.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. But Tom Hanks did a brilliant job of that. Okay, shall we play a record by Suri, for those that remember? It was the Eurovision Song Contest, and this is Storm, and it's the live recording.
Hey, brother, do you remember when we were kids with no fear? I still have faith, I still believe in chasing rainbows. Storms don't last forever, forever. Remember, we can hold our hands together through the storm, oh, oh, through the storm, oh, oh. Storms don't last forever. Shoulders, but it's not over. I still have faith, I still believe in chasing rainbows. Storms don't last forever, forever. Remember, we can hold our hands together.
Not sure what they're going to do now.
Spread your love, give all you got. Hold your head up, don't give up, no, no. Hey, hey, brother, don't give up.
Respect to Suri. And a suitably euphoric response from the crowd here in the arena.
That was Storm, Suri, 2018, playing it for Suri's birthday, which is today, and that was the live recording from the UK's entry into the 2018 Eurovision Song Contest. And I'd forgotten this, but I remembered it when I played it. Do you, Tone? When she was performing, and then a protester ran onto the stage and interrupted her.
Yeah, I can remember it. I can't remember what was said, but I do remember.
He just tried to grab the microphone off her.
Yeah, mad.
Yeah, and Graham Norton was at a loss as what might happen next, but Suri just carried on regardless and finished the song. And she later declined to repeat the performance, claiming she was proud of what she'd done and didn't think singing it again would improve on the first performance. The protester bruised her shoulder and hand when he snatched the microphone from her, but Suri claimed security was on him very quickly and she didn't have time to be afraid. And adrenaline and the support of the crowd got her through it. And it was brilliant. I mean, I watched it on the video and you're thinking, oh, my God, you know what? And she carried on.
No, scary stuff.
And to really be able to scary stuff.
Remember the words and what's going on, you know, when you've had a shock like that. It's just amazing. Well done.
And actually, I think she sang even better. It was like she got by the adrenaline and went, whoa!
Yeah, definitely.
And she's just released an album, Building a Woman, last May 2023. And in January, she was nominated for an Offie. Do you know what an offie is?
Somewhere where you go and buy your vodka in the offie tonight. I'm going down the offie.
No, it's an off West End Theatre Award in a leading role for her performance in Annie, Get Your Gun.
Yeah, I was close.
Yeah. Okay, let's play a Randy Crawford number. This is You Might Need Somebody. Need Somebody, Randy Crawford, 1981. And I'm playing it for Randy Crawford's birthday on the 17th of February. Randy began her singing career performing in clubs at the age of 15. She was named the most outstanding performer at the Tokyo International Film Festival. And apart from her solo career, she also sang lead on occasion with the band The Crusaders and collaborated on recordings with Quincy Jones, George Benson, Ray Charles, Rick Springfield and Eric Clapton, among numerous others. That's not a bad lineup.
No, it's a good lineup.
She has a brilliant voice. I love that song. Her final she had a stroke forcing her to cancel. She was still touring. And she's now retired. And her final studio album, No Regrets, was released in 2008, although a compilation of hits album entitled You Might Need Somebody was released in 2023. Okay, this is a really cute one. This is not my normal, but this is it. Puppy Love, Donny Osmond.
Puppy love. Oh, is not a puppy love.
Puppy Love, Donny Osmond, 1972, was a UK number one. It was one of Donny's biggest hits and a song he still sings in concert today. At one concert, he cut it completely and the fans kept chanting for it so much, he stopped the show and asked the band to play a heavy metal version, which they did. But it didn't go well with fans. But he didn't cut it out again. And he's currently performing in residency at Harrah's Showroom, Las Vegas, until November 2024. Everyone loved the Osmonds, didn't they?
I wonder if he still has to sing that song. He probably does. Probably people still
I know,
him.
He's probably sick to death of it.
For God's sake, puppy love.
But do you remember they came to... They used to run the Andy Williams show?
Yeah.
The whole family? Yeah, you were saying about...
Yeah, they had their own TV studios. And they used to have the Donnie and Marie show with his sister. And he used to sing... she used to sing country and he used to sing rock and roll. Oh. At the end of the night...
Love that, all that family show thing.
Yeah. It was good.
It was really nice.
He hasn't changed, has he? He just looks exactly the same.
He does look exactly the same. And he's, the Osmond family and Elvis Presley were very good friends. Did you know that?
No.
And Elvis always sent flowers to the Osmonds and called them to wish them good luck for a concert or an opening tour. That was nice. And not a lot of people know this, but Donny Osmond is one of the very few people Paul McCartney has asked for an autograph because he wanted it for his daughter, Mary.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
They had their own cartoon as well. Back in the 80s, they had the Jacksons had one as well. So they had the Jacksons cartoon, and then the Osmonds had their own cartoon show as well of all the characters, which was pretty amazing back then.
But do you know the reason I'm playing this?
No. Oh, I do know.
It's because my daughter and Ellis have got a new puppy.
What's his name? You forgot to tell me.
Oscar. And he's a little Cocker Spaniel. He's a little black Cocker Spaniel. And they just got him on Saturday.
Oscar.
And he's beautiful. Well, he's really beautiful. He's so good. And then Louise keeps ringing me up and going, oh, Mummy, he's so good. Oh, my God, I just pick him up. And he just nestles into my neck and he's so cuddly and he loves being cuddled. And then he just plays. And then they were going to let him sleep in the bedroom, but he just went off to his bed.
Yeah, they did.
And
yeah.
just went to sleep. And already, I mean, he hasn't had his injections. You know, he's only had one injection, so he's got to have, so he's tiny. I showed you the picture. Yeah, he's a baby. And he's, like, if you give him something, he sits. You know, he sits. You go, sit, Oscar. And he sits already. And she said he is so intelligent. Anyway, every 5 minutes I get this call. I've got photos of the dog, but he is really beautiful. And they are really happy with their new baby. So congratulations, Lulu and Ellis, on your new baby. Okay. Oh, and not only that, did you know that Dolly Parton also wrote a song called Puppy Love?
No. When was that?
It was the first song she ever recorded at the age of 13.
Yeah, she started really young, didn't she? Amazing.
She did. Amazing. And she's got such a career. She's just like a force to be reckoned with. And she just, it's a bit like Shirley Bassey. You know, there are real stars.
Yeah, like, unreplaceable. Yeah.
Unreplaceable. Oh, and we mentioned Oscar. Well, we've got a tentative link to What's On Tonight, Tony.
Could it be?
Oh, no, I'm not there yet.
Oh, right, what's on then?
I'm going to save that. The BAFTAs.
Oh, cool, yeah, we'll talk about the BAFTAs on the show.
Yeah, you were. So we'll probably talk about that next week. Okay, let's do a Lulu and the Lovers song. This is Shout.
Well, you know you make me want to shout. Look, my ears jump. you make me wanna shout.
And the Lovers, 1964, UK number 7. This was Lulu's first big hit, bringing her to the public eye. She's enjoyed 60 years in the business, which has included winning the Eurovision Song Contest with Boom Bang A Bang in 69, singing the theme songs to films like To Sir With Love and James Bond, The Man With The Golden Gun. She's also and performing this song to close the Commonwealth Games in Glasgow. That was Relight My Fire. She was married to B.G. Maurice Gibb for a time and was made a CBE in 2021. And I'm playing this because Lulu has announced her retirement from touring this week. Oh, but she's made the decision. She's made the decision because she's been touring for 60 years and she said it's time to stop. But there is going to be one final tour called the Champagne for Lulu Tour with family and friends. And some of her friends have asked her to be involved, but she isn't saying who they are yet. So it's going to be a surprise. And she was quick to rule out the fact that she is not retiring. She's just not going to tour so much. And she's got some acting projects in the pipeline and a documentary on her life. So she's really busy still. I mean, she's a little powerhouse. Oh, she hasn't changed, has she?
No.
She looks the same. She looks amazing.
Yeah.
I'm a big fan of Lulu. Yeah, I just think she's amazing. Shall we do some shout-outs?
Yeah.
We got some more. Okay.
Right, let's start with Paul Wash, Andy Blackwell, Kate Horton Walker, David Sharp, Devon's dad, Marina Dawn, Deborah Warboys, we've got Ricky, Andrew Castle, Mark Haworth, Paul Harrison, Jake McClarley, Mr. Nobody, Vinny Mahoney, Jason Knowles, C.A. Smith, no relation, Chris Hopkin, Peter Davis, Jenny Beats, Roger Cresswell, Brian Tanner, Terry Redding, Nick Montgomery, we've got Darren Skelton, Claire Sampson, Gareth Williams, and Andrew Blakemore.
And I've got some shout-outs. Monkey, Andrew Bolton, Keith Blair, Rusty Spanners, Tammy Dore, David Osborne, Roy J. Clark, Stuart Webster, David Thompson, Wesley Damien Woofle, Mark Hunter, Carl, Michael Robinson, Dougie Mason, Marius Statso, Nick Penfold, Martin Bowman, David Hand, Mikey, Michael Byrne, David Easton, Barry Saunders, Christopher Carlson, John McCann, Alan Brabin, Richard Sanger, Tracy Murphy, Alan Morley, Morphic Fields, David Gayton, Tony Hart, Erin Metford, and Steve the Bus. And thank you all for listening. You are all fabulous. So what shall I play now? We've got to play a James Brown number. Are you ready to boogie?
I'm ready to boogie.
Okay, this is Soul Power. was Soul Power, James Brown, 1971. And this track came from a period when all of James Brown performances were high energy and designed to distract his audiences from reality, usually something political or racial. So much energy was put into the live performances, this track being a particular example, that James and his band would often come off stage completely exhausted. Well, he did give a lot of energy to his... I mean, when he was dancing and everything...
Yeah, he always used to sweat and have a towel, didn't he? And
it was, it's a bit like Tina Turner.
Yes.
You know, that's another thing, people that really give high energy. But I love James Brown, and everyone was boogieing. Claire and Natalie, they've been boogieing. Okay, well, that's all we've got time for this week. You've been listening to me, Vicky Michelle, with Vic's Mix on Phoenix 98 FM and the fabulous Tony Smith. Next up, it's Claire Javot and Natalie Bayes with the fabulous arts programme. Thanks to Tony, who've been twiddling the flashing knobs. Thanks, Tony. And to Nikki for helping with the research. And, of course, all you fabulous people for listening. Now I'm going to go home and I'm going to watch a bit of television later. Guess what's on tonight, Tony?
Could it be? Possibly.
This is the time, Tony.
Listen carefully. You shall say this only once.
Correct. Yes, 4 episodes of Hello, Hello from 8 p.m. on Yesterday Channel. Wedding Bloss, Down the Drain, it's funny, All in Disguise, Desperate Doings in the Graveyard, that's a funny, they're all funny. So I'm leaving you today with a perfect song for Valentine's Day. That's what I'm saying anyway. And it is René and Yvette, Moi, with Je T'aime. Have a great week, everyone.
on the hour across Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.